Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wiggy's guy, Patrick Mahomes, on whether he will be ready to go, whether he will be full strength with the high ankle strain come this weekend. Wiggy's lead is interesting because it has me thinking about, I'm a noted Mac Jones lover, unlike Shyman Wiggy.
Yeah, we know that
because
one.
Because I don't think that he's had the fair shake in which to show you what he can potentially do. However,
you're all about fair.
You have me thinking a little bit with your lead this morning about a half an hour or so ago, which is that you have some really, really good quarterbacks theoretically for an extended period of time in the AFC, and you better make sure as the New England Patriots that you got the guy or you go and get the guy.
If you want to be able to compete, you're going to have to deal with Patrick Mahomes. You're going to have to deal with Josh Allen, and you're going to have to deal with Joe Burrow. We had the conversation.
And maybe Tom Brady.
And who knows who the Jets get? The Jets said that they're willing to spend anything on a vet quarterback.
But so. I don't care about those guys. Like, I know for the next 10 years, I'm going to have to deal with Mahomes, Burrow, and Allen in the AFC. Whether or not Brady makes a quick pit start to the AFC, I can care less.
I'd put Trevor Lawrence in that mix.
I wouldn't necessarily put him there just yet.
I would.
Not yet.
Okay. And he doesn't have the team like they have.
But in 10 years, you're saying that we'll have to deal with them for years to come. He's a young guy who's
right,
very talented.
But think about this. When we think about the Brady, Roethlisberger, Manning trio in the AFC where they controlled it for, it seemed like, decade plus, there were other quarterbacks in there like Philip Rivers and guys.
Flacco,
that were good, but it was more about those guys were consistently good on consistently good teams year in and year out, and you knew like that was the mountaintop. You'd have to get through one of them, two of them, maybe even all three of them. So, yeah, you might be able to throw Trevor Lawrence's name in there at some point in time, Justin Herbert. But for me, looking at those three guys, one of those teams are going to be in the AFC championship game every single year. And you, as a New England Patriots organization, you're going to not only gonna have to deal with Josh Allen because he's in your division, but you're going to have to deal with Mahomes and Burrow to potentially have to go through one of those teams for an AFC championship round, or even you might have to even deal with all three of them. And where do you stack up against it? You don't have a puncher's chance because your quarterback's not on that level. He's not even close.
Going back to that caller yesterday, though, he made a perfect point. He's like, we're talking about a high ankle sprain for Patrick Mahomes, who was throwing his coat. He didn't want to go to the locker room. He wanted to continue to play, and then he did. And then looking back on Mac Jones, I'm not blaming Mac Jones. I would be the same way. But he had to be carried off the field with a high ankle sprain. Toughness alone, when you compare him to those guys. But I'm saying the want
I think Mac's tough.
I do, too. But the want to be out there.
That's different.
That's not there.
Well, that's a different conversation. Because then the other thing you have to
Wasn't the issue that when it came to which procedure he was going to have done, if he was going to have one done, it was because he wanted the one that would get him back out there quicker?
I think it was.
It went back and forth, though. Then people were like, well, no, or Bill wanted him out, but he didn't feel ready.
But that was a conversation. I would never question Mac's toughness. Yeah, maybe he. Some people react, Courtney, differently to pain. You know, some people, they get to scream into a holy heaven, and it looks like, you know, they just you lost a limb. But the biggest thing that I'm looking at is even in Mac's rookie year, when he had a good year with Josh McDaniels, is there anything that you see that you could say you can compete with those three teams for the next 10 years?
Yes, hello.
We know Mahomes is already locked up for a long time, and you know Joe Burrow's about to be locked up, and you're probably Josh Allen's not going nowhere.
Joe Burrow, they're talking about being the first $500 million guy.
I mean, that's more expensive than the entire city of Cincinnati, so God bless him. But, I mean, the thing that Wiggy's getting to, your general point is inarguable, that the talent of Mahomes, the raw ability of Allen, and the total package of Burrow are all things that Mac will likely never be. And in order to win in today's NFL, you have to be perfect at everything else. In the absence of one of those guys, with one of those guys, you can mess up the draft, you can be mediocre on defense, and still contend every year. So Bill's approach has worked in the past, but it's very difficult to achieve the championship goal without a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
And all those guys are basically the same age. You know what I mean? It's not like Patrick Mahomes is aging out where it was Brady and it's like, all right, it's time to pass the torch. All those guys are all 24, 25, 26, 20. They're all within 2 years of each other, Mac Jones included. So for the next 10 years, those are the teams that you have to deal with. And as a Pats fan, I look at my defense and goes, oh, it's good enough, but can my quarterback compete with just those three? And I know you guys haven't even talked about the others that potentially could come up, but just those three alone. If this is the NFC, you know what? That's a different conversation.
Okay, but the only solution in your mind is
Lamar.
Is Lamar Jackson.
Because he gives you a he gives you a fighting chance.
Well, it's the only identifiable solution,
yes.
Right? Like you can take stabs at the draft. That's another option, but it's a far more tenuous game. Whereas Lamar Jackson is a known commodity. You know exactly what you're getting, and it's someone that can at least compete with guys like that.
I mean, off-season-wise, I mean, maybe Aaron Rodgers.
Well, that conversation, Greg, is this. Would you rather just potentially have an opportunity to win a Super Bowl within the next 3 years, and then you go out and you say, all right, we're going to chase a Brady or a Rodgers, and then after that, we got
to
reevaluate what the next 7 years will look like, right? Or do you go, we try to sell everything we can to get Lamar and give us a fighting chance?
And the free agent, by its nature, is the better avenue because you're not hurting yourself in another field like the draft by giving up capital to get the player. And I don't know if there's been a season where there's been more competition for quarterbacks, because the cap is going up like crazy, if you still believe in that. The revenue of the new TV deal kicks in this next upcoming season. In the AFC alone, the Dolphins, the Jets, the Ravens, the Colts, the Texans, the Titans, the Raiders, and maybe even the Broncos. Over half the AFC is going to be in the hunt for a quarterback, which is, I mean, obviously, a couple of those will go. The Texans will likely take Petty second overall because the Bears won't take a quarterback. But by and large, you're looking at, I mean, what could Aaron Rodgers get if he were to be released by the Packers? Or what would, you know, Lamar Jackson get if he renegotiates his deal in a trade? Like, there is going to be crazy money. And will the Patriots spend it on a quarterback?
And the other thing, Curtis, is, and you just spoke about the AFC. Now, think about how the NFC looks at that, or those teams in the NFC that might go, wait a second, all the studs are at stud quarterbacks are all over there in the AFC. If we can get the Rodgers, the Lamar, the Brady, that type of quarterback, we now can put ourselves in the conversation of, I mean, look at
year after year.
Look at the Philadelphia Eagles, right? I mean, Jalen Hurts is not in the same category as the three guys that we've been talking about, Burrow, Allen, and Mahomes. And he looks like that Philly looks like, okay, this could be a team that can contend in the NFC for the next few years because where's their competition?
And you don't even want to see Mac Jones 1 year with at least one of the equal skill players that those three guys have.
No. Because I think he's Tua.
I mean, you have to at least acknowledge the skill players that those quarterbacks
that's
have.
That's part of it.
That are not
here.
Yeah,
and Mac just becomes Kirk Cousins with Justin Jefferson. He literally has the best receiver in all of football, and that would just be what happens.
Or he's
even
Tua.
Even if you get a legitimate number one receiver in here next to Mac, he becomes what, Kirk Cousins? Great. That's going to get you super far.
Or like I said, if you had two, if you put Mac down in Miami, is Miami competing against Cincinnati, Buffalo, and Kansas City? No.
All right. Well, good lead this morning, Wiggy.
Well done. Appreciate it.
Coming up, we'll get to They Said It, hear what Tom Brady had to say, and we'll also discuss what one former NFL head coach says about the Dallas Cowboys and how they are doing Dak Prescott dirty. That's coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Celtics' win streak came to an end last night in Orlando, 113-98, your final. And a reminder that this game was without Robert Williams, Malcolm Brogdon, and Marcus Smart. The real dagger came in the third when Jason Tatum left the game for grabbing his side a bit. It didn't seem like it was really an injury, just more like discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
During that time that he was in the locker room, the Magic went up double digits, and the Celtics couldn't really dig themselves out from there. He explained what happened that led to him leaving after the loss.
Yeah, I was just dealing with some pain in my stomach. Went to go to the back, just kind of get looked at, make sure I was all right, and, you know, ultimately I was and came back.
So it wasn't like rib injury or
anything? Nah.
Celtics also kind of got screwed on that delayed inbounds. Like, essentially the refs were waiting for those guys to protest a call. It was like 45 seconds. Right. Al Horford was like, "Give me the ball. I want to inbound the ball."
But it seems like as much as you watch basketball and you watch a lot of different games, like the officiating is so bad on every. I almost am at the point where, you know, you have to overcome because there's going to be horrible calls all. You know. Because
the acting is so bad as
well. Well, it is part of the acting. Yeah. And we've had Jeff Van Gundy on before to talk about that. The flopping is so bad, and you don't know what the hell is a foul nowadays. But I think Jason Tatum just had the BGs. When he said he had to go to the back, that means he went to the back to see if he get the squeaky deets.
And they asked if it was like a ribs. That's what the second follow-up question was. He said, no, nothing like that. He did end the game with 26 points. Jaylen Brown did as well. And it's a quick turnaround for the guys. They'll now take on the Heat in Miami tonight. 7:30 tip. No injury report released yet. As soon as it is, I will let you know.
But it don't concern you, though, right? Nobody's concerned.
No, I'm not concerned.
Well, I mean, that particular team has your number. I mean, but again, as you said, maybe it's just like bad luck, you know, and they end up playing them when guys are hurt. So
we're going to judge this team in the same way we're going to judge the Bruins. It doesn't matter, excuse me, what they do. They can win every game from here on out. We're going to judge them on what they look like in the playoffs.
I guess it worries me a little bit if you say Robert Williams, Malcolm Brogdon, and Marcus Smart could all be injured at the same time. That's worrisome.
Yeah, but we know based on Brogdon's dealing with personal issues.
Yeah.
We know Rob Williams is just a precautionary thing, and Marcus Smart is an ankle
injury.
But
if he keeps re-aggravating that knee, then that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, that's anything with the injury. So that's why I say you got to get some depth.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Bruins are also in action tonight in Montreal. Puck drop at 7. We talked a bit about Steph Diggs yesterday after the Bills lost to the Bengals. His actions both during the game, on the sideline, and then that report coming out of the locker room that he was cleaning out his locker. He's not having any of it. He took to Twitter to say a few things. He said, "Want me to be okay with losing? Nah. Want me to be okay with our level of play when it's not up to the standard? Nah." And finally, he said, "It's easy to criticize my reaction more than the result." It was also interesting seeing guys like Eli Apple, you know, quote tweeting the video of he and Josh Allen him kind of yelling at Josh Allen on the sideline saying, like, these guys need couples therapy. Like, it's not, that is not a good scene in Buffalo when it comes to Steph Diggs and his actions, I don't think.
The pressure's getting to them boys up there.
Yeah. And the NFC and AFC championship games are set. Sunday at 3, we've got 49ers and Eagles in Philly. And 6:30, Bengals and Chiefs. No neutral site needed here. This one is going through Kansas City. Reminder that all these games can be heard right here on WEEI or on the Odyssey app. Looking for great value for lunch? Visit the 99 restaurant Monday through Friday until 4 p.m. and enjoy their new flatbread lunch combo starting at just $9.99. The 99, always the real deal. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, the 41 degrees is the high today, but this is the lull before more of the white stuff. Wiggy, sorry, coming tomorrow.
Right.
1 to 3 inches in Boston. Quick aside, why do we ever cancel school when we did it remotely for a year? Why don't you just do remote school in a snowstorm?
Well, I mean, don't you want to give the kids the opportunity to go outside and play in, yes, the, in the snow?
Well, wouldn't you rather do the school day at home, go sledding in the afternoon, and then when it's 80 in June, you can go home and not have to,
yeah,
be in school?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right. But I think they give them like a certain number of snow days or something still.
Anyway, that was the weather report. God bless you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.